It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, it's me. It's Adam. And you are listening to another This Day is History. Yeah, let's get right into it. Today we are going to talk about the people born on November 3rd. That's today. Wild. And compare them against the people that are the rolling and losers. The losers from yesterday, November 2nd, which was, if I remember correctly, Burt Lancaster, David Schwimmer, and Nelly, Mr. Country Grammar. Let's get into it. Let's look at some honorable mentions. Honorable mention goes out to Dennis Miller, born November 3rd, 1953. Comedian, late night host. He was a color commentary for the NFL for one very weird season. Made a lot of references people didn't really get. And I enjoyed it. There was a little bit of absurdity to it that I really appreciated. So Dennis Miller. Kate Capshaw, also born November 3rd, 1953. Same day as Dennis Miller. You may remember her as Willie, the love interest of Indiana Jones and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, where she met Steven Spielberg, and then they got married. And boy, I don't really remember if that worked out or not. Did she stay married to... I think she stayed married to Steven Spielberg. I'm pretty sure they're still married. Anyway, bunch of other movies to her name. Kate Capshaw, honorable mention. Let's see, anybody else here? Kathy Kinney, who you would know if you watched Drew Carey's show. I don't remember what her character's name was anymore on that show. It's been too long, but she had very bold eye makeup. I don't remember. Mimi. Her name was Mimi. Okay, so that's pretty much it, I think, as far as the honorable mentions. You know what? I'll throw one more in here. We'll also slide Jim Cummings in there. Jim Cummings, a great voice actor. You would know him from pretty much most of the Winnie the Pooh characters. I'm pretty sure he was Pooh himself, but also Tigger. But then, like, he's also done other stuff. He was the Tasmanian Devil. Jim Cummings, born November 3rd, 1952. Okay, so those are all over in honorable mentions. Let's see, what do we got here? Well, 3-2-1's a little weird. I don't know. I guess I'm gonna have to rank this on like current popularity. Because the number one is, it's a wild number one, but obviously very famous and influential person has been born today, at least under modern day's measurements. Anyway, number three we'll say is Charles Bronson. Charles Bronson, born November 3rd, 1921. I was an actor. He was in Once Upon a Time in the West and Dirty Dozen, Great Escape, and like the Death Wish series. So real rough looking fella and tough guy, Charles Bronson. Number two, Roseanne Barr. Roseanne, I was never a big fan of Roseanne. Certainly less of a fan now. And don't have a lot of great things to say about Roseanne, but obviously famous and influential in certain ways, perhaps not all positive now, but certainly the second most popular and famous person born today. That is after number one here, Kendall Jenner. November 3rd, 1955. Sorry, let me try that again. November 3rd, 1995. I don't know where I got the 50s from. I guess everybody else was pretty much born in the 50s. And that's where my brain was living. But yeah, 95. So yeah, I guess Kendall Jenner is one of the Kardashian adjacent children, I guess. I'm going to be honest. I have not really watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I have not, as one would say, kept up at all with the Kardashians. So I don't really know what she does. I don't know if she's the one that's the model, or if that's Kylie that's the model, or if they're both models. I'm pretty sure they're influencers. I don't know. Obviously, pretty popular person, though, these days, right? I think we're going to get a lot of Kardashians on this before it's all said and done. And that's going to be rough. But let's match it up. 3-2-1. Number three, Burt Lancaster versus Charles Bronson. I'm going to give it to Charles Bronson because I've seen more Charles Bronson movies than Burt Lancaster movies. And Charles Bronson can hold down a role. You know, not that Burt couldn't, but I don't really have a lot of direct knowledge on that. Number two, Roseanne Barr versus David Schwimmer. You know, 2 days in a row, Schwimmer's going to be all right, I think. I think David Schwimmer better than Roseanne Barr. Yeah, absolutely. So the matchup is to the number ones then. Kendall Jenner versus yesterday's number one, Nelly. Well, I mean, I may not know much about Kendall Jenner, but I do know that she is certainly more famous and influential than Nelly, right? I mean, she doesn't have any hit songs. So that's a knock against her. But Nelly doesn't have any hit TV shows. And Kendall Jenner was on a hit TV show. And, you know, if I really want to take this to the final, let's take this to the final arbiter, I guess, in this case. I'm just so close between the two. I'm going to just go based on maybe just purely Twitter followers. So let's compare. Nelly has, 3.9 million followers. All right. So he's got 3.9 million followers on Twitter. Obviously, big, influential, famous fellow, right? Let's compare. Kendall Jenner, 28.3 million. So I'm sorry, Nelly. It's going to have to be Kendall. Now, it's interesting here. As I'm looking on Twitter, no one that that follows me or I follow apparently follows Nelly. So not a lot of crossover fan base. But one person that I follow on Twitter does follow Kendall Jenner, and that's Sam Brady. So, you know, just add that to the list of reasons why November 3rd is fine and safe. November 2nd, you're still on the chopping block. So we'll find out tomorrow whether or not you can get off that chopping block and replace it with whoever it is that was born on November 4th. We'll see. We'll see tomorrow. But until then, stay fresh.
Happy birthday.